WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, it's campaign sign season in Jersey. One county prosecutor's office wants to make sure you know stealing someone's signs is a crime.
A 51-year-old Monroe Town Council candidate is busted, police say, for taking campaign signs from along Applegarth Road about 2 weeks ago. Republican hopeful Timothy Esso is charged with theft by unlawful taking, a disorderly persons offense. He's running against fellow newcomer Democrat Rupa Siegel for the Ward 2 council spot. The case is being handled in municipal court. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Carjacking foiled by train tracks, only in New Jersey, and police say it happened in Paterson Thursday. The vehicle that was being stolen, an Amazon delivery van. Its actual driver making their rounds when the van was swiped, but eventually got caught on the tracks. 37-year-old Rafael Rodriguez was apprehended, not yet charged. Earlier this year, New Jersey made a full payment of almost $7 billion to its public worker pension fund. Dan Cassino of the FDU poll says 73% of state residents over the age of 50 support making full payments every year.
And that's a majority among both Democrats and Republicans. So it's 82% of Murphy supporters, 63% of Cittarelli supporters.
The poll also finds only a third of Garden State workers feel very confident they will have enough money saved for retirement when the time comes. And just a last reminder, 10-digit dialing goes into effect for two Jersey area codes Sunday. Callers with area codes 856 and 908 need to dial the full number to complete a call. 856 is Camden and Burlington counties. 908 is used in parts of Union, Somerset, Middlesex, Hunterdon, Warren, and Morris. The FCC is preparing for 988 to become the new National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Now the new-look home design business report. The company planning to bring President Donald Trump's new media venture to the stock market soared again on Friday amid another frenzy of trading. Digital World Acquisition Corp. nearly tripled in the first minute of trading before trading in it was temporarily halted. It then gave up a chunk of those gains but still ended the day with a 107% gain to $94.20. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 74 points. New Look Home Design makes getting a new roof easy. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials. Call 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Clouds rolling in, showers tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
No one knows Jersey roads like we do. With a 24/7 dedicated staff and hundreds of cameras, we'll keep you moving all day and all night long. Fast traffic every 15 minutes, only on New Jersey 101.5.
For New Jersey fast traffic.
Still very busy along 287 as you go north at exit 7 up towards 10, and also southbound traffic on 287 at exit 14 to 12 and exit 6 down to 3. And there's also still some troubles farther up on 287 north at exit 37 slowdowns, although it looks like a crash in that spot has now been cleared. Traffic has been jammed up on Route 1, a stall on the southbound side at Old Post Road. Still have a crash in Raritan Township 31 on the southbound side. And the traffic on the turnpike, it's been really busy. Both spurs to the car and the truck lanes down to south of exit 12. And there's also delays along the parkway, particularly coming into the 140s either way. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, we're talking 10 to 15 minutes of the George Washington Bridge, 15 to 20 minutes of the Lincoln Tunnel, about 10 of the Holland. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Joel Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Keeping an eye on the situation in Cinnaminson for you. 130 is good news, bad news. The accident cleared out at Riverton Road. The bad news, the traffic's still catching up. It's jammed approaching the area of Church Road in Riverton. And the Mays Landing has 40 eastbound delays, just rush hour, Old Harding Highway in through to Main Street and Cape May Ave. And then we have delays as well, 130 south in Brooklawn from 42 down to the Brooklawn Circle. You're still going to find some heaviness at Maple Shade 73 southbound, 38 in through to Church Road, and 295 south. Nice shrinking delay from exit 30 down to exit 26. And 195 eastbound easing out Hamilton to Robbinsville earlier crash. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by Thomas Edison State University. Committed to supporting your nursing career, offering BSN, MSN, and DNP degrees. Thomas Edison State University, the leader in online education. Visit TESU.edu.
All Jersey, all the time.
Listen to you guys all day long. So excited to talk to you.
New Jersey 101.5.
Attention. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our weather turns a bit unsettled as we head into the weekend. Weak storm system passing to our north will push in clouds and could deliver showers tomorrow, but I'm confident in saying the bulk of the weekend will be dry. We'll see a blanket of clouds tonight, and it'll be cool. Lows fall to around 50, not too cold. Tomorrow, lots of clouds and a few showers. Best chance of raindrops will be through the first half of the day in the northern half of New Jersey. Highs will reach the lower 60s tomorrow, and then mid-60s on Sunday, promising to be the nicer, brighter, drier day of the weekend, partly sunny and seasonable. Chance of rain Sunday night. Monday daytime looks dry. Clouds and sun, highs warm into the 70s, but another chance of widespread rain pushes in Monday night into Tuesday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Salem, it's 64, Springfield 74, Atlantic Highlands 67. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather made possible by Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. Your sight and smile are important parts of your total health. That's why Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey offers affordable nationwide dental and vision plan options, plus health plans with dozens of wellness programs and discounts. Visit horizonblue.com/plans to enroll today.
New Jersey 101.